Zakta Mishnah Vayter Masechta Sanhedrin Perik Dalid Mishnah Hey Ketzad Me'aymin Etze Edim Al Ede Nefashis. We learned earlier in Perik Gimel Mishnah Vav that they would instill a little bit of fear into the Edim. So over there we learned what we do when it comes to Dinei Malanes. We want to make sure that they don't lie. But here's how we instill some fear into the Edim when they come to testify in a case of Dinei Nefashis. So Ketzad Me'aymin Etze Edim, how do we make them a little bit scared of testifying falsely? Al Eide Nefashis, when it comes to saying Eides on a person who was over an Aveira that could lead to a Chiyav Mises Bezdin. So the Mishnah Yemechnis and Eisen, they would take them into a special room in the Bezdin, Uma Aymen Alein, and they would frighten them with these words. Shema Taimru, perhaps your testimony may oimed. It's an estimation. Maybe you really didn't see how that person did the Aveda itself, but you saw him do something else, and you're assuming he probably did it. Let's say these two came to testify that someone killed someone. And all they saw was that he chased him into some churva, a broken-down house, and when they got there, they found him with a sword in his hand, and there was blood dripping from the sword, and at that moment the person he was chasing was like breathing his last breath. So obviously the circumstantial evidence is that he killed him. But they didn't actually see him kill him. They can't testify that they saw that he killed him. Or umishmua. Maybe you didn't even see that. Maybe you just heard, you're saying Eidus because everyone says that's what happened. If it wasn't true, it can't be everyone was saying this. Or perhaps Eid Mipi Eid. Maybe there were Edom that actually saw the murder took place. But you only heard the story from those Edom. And you're saying, well, they wouldn't lie. And therefore, you're making it sound as if you saw it yourself. That's Eid Mipi Eid, one Eid who heard it from the mouth of another Eid. Or Umipi Adam Nemon Shemanu. Maybe you didn't even hear it from Edus. You heard it from a person. And that person is a very trusted person. And you decided that anything you hear from him is as if we saw it ourselves. Oishema, or maybe you know you're lying. So yatem yoidim, you don't realize? Shesoifeinu, that the end is going to be lived against him. We're going to really be baidik you. Bedrisho bechakira. We're going to investigate. We're going to question. And furthermore, hevu yoidim, you should know. Shaloike dinei mamanais, dinei nefashais. It's not the same as ruling on a monetary case. Dinei Mamanais, in a monetary case, Adam, a person that testified falsely, and as a result, someone had to pay money, shaloika halacha, okay, you can do tshuva. Nois in Maman, you can give the money that was lost. Or mischapolein, have a kapara. But dinei Nefashis, if you're going to chas v'shalom, say the wrong edus, and we're going to kill someone, damai, his blood, the blood of the person that's killed, v'dam zari yosef, and all of the generations that are supposed to come from him, tluyim bai, depend on this aid, ad soifa oilam, forever. Shekei mitzinu b'kayin, we find this by Kayin, shaharag es achiv, he killed just one person, his brother Hevel. But we find that all the generations that have come from Hevel are crying against Kayin. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, that Hashem said to Kayin, what did you do? Demei achicha tzayakim. Demei achicha, the bloods of your brother cry out. It doesn't say the blood of your brother. It says the bloods of your brother, plural. Because damai, the blood of Hevel, his blood, v'dam zari Yosef, and the blood of his children, all say because of you they weren't born. Davaracha, another pshat is demei achicha. Why is it lashon rabim? To teach us that when Hevel bled to death, shayadamai mushlach ala etzim v'alo avonim, his blood was scattered over the trees and stones. It wasn't limited to one place. Now, the Gemara explains, Kayin didn't know how you kill someone. He didn't know from where the neshama leaves a person. So he kept stabbing him in different places. Furthermore, we say to them, Lefikach, that as Bezin says to the Edom, Nivra Adam Yechidi. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Adam Arishan alone at first? To show us that the whole world came from this one person, Lametcha, to teach you. Shekol ha-ma'abed, and therefore, a person who destroys, the word ma'abed comes from the lashon of aveda, you make lost. Even Nefesh Achas Miyisrael Ma'ala Olav HaKasiv, the Pasuk considers it ki'ilu as if Ibeid Oilam Mole, as if he destroyed an entire world. If somebody would have killed Adam Arishan, could you say he just killed one person? He killed the entire world. But the same is true the other way around. On the good side, V'chala Mekayim, a person who saves, even Nefesh Achas Miyisrael Ma'ala Olav HaKasiv, the Pasuk considers it ki'ilu ki'im Oilam Mole. It's as if he saved the entire world. Incidentally, the Mishnah tells us that there are three more reasons that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon alone. The first, Umipnei Shalom HaBriyas. How does this lead to peace amongst the Briyas? Shalom Yomer Adam L'Chaveri, a person shouldn't say to his friend, well, Abba Gadol Me'avicha, my father is greater than your father. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu created several people together, but I come from the real Chashev one, you come from the other one that's not so Chashev. No, we all come from the same person. Second reason, the Apikorsman should not say, many gods there are Bashamayim. And each one created his own person. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu started this world only with one person. And the third reason is, to teach future generations, Gidulase Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greatness of Hashem. Sha'adam Toveya, a person can set into place, Kama Matveyas, many coins, b'chaysim echad. Have you ever gone to the mint, where they mint coins? Okay, they set the picture, and you know, thousands and thousands of coins come out of the same stamp. But v'kul and diamonds elazeh, they're all the same. They're all compared to each other. However, u'melech malchei amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rabbeinu Hashem, the King of all Kings, who tava kal adam b'chaysamei shel adam harishon, he stamped or minted all people, the face of Adam Harishon, right? Adam Rishon is the plan. Two eyes, a nose, a mouth, two ears. Yet ve'ein echad ben daim l'chaveira. No two people look exactly alike. So Mestam came from a whole bunch of different stamps. So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, you see, there was only one person, only one Adam Harishon. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can have one original stamp and everything afterwards looks different. In other words, this is to teach us that every single person on this world has his own purpose, his own reason for being on this world, says the Sfasems. You see, what you can accomplish, your friend can't accomplish. Whatever the reason is for you to be on this world, there's nobody else in the world that can do that. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you. And that's how we explain the next words of the Mishnah. Lefikach, kol echad ve'echad chayev loimer. Everyone is obligated to say that b'shvili nivra ha'olam, the world was created for me. That sounds like gaiva. The world was created just for me? No, it means to say that if I don't do what I have to do, if I'm over in Aveira and I lose my schusim, then the whole world is missing out. Because nobody else can do what I can do. Now, after the Edom hear such a speech and they get so frightened, maybe they're going to do an about face and say, we're leaving this Bezdin. Shema Toimru, perhaps you're going to say, therefore we conclude, Malonu letzarazais. Why do we have to get into this problem? Even if it's emes, but if it's so serious, our edus, so forget it. We won't say anything. Well, you can't think that way because v'alekvar nemar, the pasuk says, "Hu eid oira oyada im lo yagid," and the pasuk concludes, "If he's a witness or saw or he knows what to say edus about, if he doesn't say that edus, the pasuk concludes v'nasa avoinai. He has an avera." Hashem, at time, maybe you're going to say, Malonu lachuv b'domish ozeh. Maybe it's better that we don't see our edus. Why should we cause this person to get killed? No. Well, k'vanemar, it says, ubi avoid reshoim rina. There's no einish on someone who's taka arasha that he's going to be killed. Adarab. The pasuk says, b'avoid reshoim rina. So if he's guilty, you won't suffer any harm for facilitating, for causing the bezdin to give him misa. Okay, let's chazer over this Mishnah. How do they instill fear into the Eden of Fashas? First, they had to clarify that their Edus is a real Edus. You're not estimating something. You didn't hear it about it. You didn't hear about it from another Edus. You shouldn't say, well, we heard about it from Edus, so it's like as good as we heard it ourselves. You shouldn't say, well, we heard it from a person who's so trusted. By the way, that would be possible for Dini Mominus also, all these things. But Bezin wasn't so specific when it came to Dini Mominus. But by Dina Nefashis, we're very, very clear. You're sure that you saw this yourself. And if you think you're going to lie, we're going to investigate. We're going to find out. And remember, Dina Mominus, if you did the wrong thing, You could do tshuva, give back the money. By dinin nefashais, his blood and the blood of his children at saf ha'olam are going to cry out. That's what we find by Kayin. It says, demei achicha tzayakim. It's not just Hevel who's crying, it's Hevel and all of his children. There was another pshat. The reason it says demei achicha is because his blood was scattered all over. And then the Mishnah went on to explain to us, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the world with one person, with Adam HaRishon, to teach us destroying one person is like destroying an entire world. And for that matter, saving one person is like saving an entire world. And then the Mishnah gave us three other reasons why Adam was created alone. No one should say, ha, where I come from is much greater than where you come from. We all come from Adam HaRishon. And also so that the Apikarsim shouldn't say, well, there were different Vaidazaras. Each one created his own person. No, there was only one person, one Hashem who started the world with one person. And the third reason was to show us Gedulas Yishal L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. A person can mint a coin, but all the coins look the same. Melech Malchi Amlecha M'Kadosh Baruch Hu also kind of minted a coin. Adam HaRishon, yet every person looks different. And as we explained, it means every person has a different tafkid, a different mission on this world. And that's why everyone has to say, Bishvili Nivra Olam. If I don't do my job, the whole world is going to be missing out. My piece of the puzzle is going to be missing. You know, the Beis Aaron says, how do I know that what you can do, nobody else in the world can do? Because you're here, because you were created. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make spare tires. If somebody else can do what you can do, then you wouldn't be here. If you're here, that's because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to stand up to your challenges, your nesiyonos, and be the best person that you can be. And the Mishnah concludes, maybe the Edom are going to say, well, this is so scary, we don't want to say Edus. You don't have a choice. The Pasuk says you have to if you saw it. Maybe you're going to say, well, why should we cause a loss of life? So the Mishnah concludes, Ubi avoid Rishoim Rina. That for that, you won't have an Einish.